You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. So we've been talking a lot lately about the tactics of job search. I want to go a little bit farther into strategy today. And one of the biggest things that you can do to advance your job search, especially if you are struggling to figure out where you should land or what you should be targeting, one of the best strategies is to find a mentor for your executive job search. So a mentor is somebody who has your best interests at heart, but not somebody that you work with necessarily. So throughout your executive career, you've probably mentored people, and maybe now you're looking for a mentor for yourself in the realm of your own job search. This is not tremendously difficult if you understand your specific expectations, goals, and objectives. You want to look for someone who will assist you in achieving what you desire. Their knowledge and experience will provide you with different perspectives on the issues that you're facing, your career challenges, and what opportunities are out there. So to find a mentor for your executive job search, you should be willing to do a handful of unusual tasks. One, look outside your field. A mentor does not have to be in the same field or industry as yours. Often, you can get insight and objective opinions from someone who's not involved in your industry directly. This type of mentor might even expand your thought processes about where you could possibly land in your career. Another option is to collaborate on projects. This is a great way to get to know potential mentors. You are both invested in a common goal, so working together can deepen your relationship and provide you with some common interests, as well as a way for that person to truly understand your capabilities. The next strategy is to make your relationship reciprocal. Your mentor will want to know how you're doing, what progress you are making, and what's working for you, so make sure that you share your results. Offer your insights should you be asked for opinions on project that your mentor is involved in. Last but not least, determine when and how often you will meet. You are both busy people, and predetermining the kind of interactions you're going to have sets the expectations that you will both be professional and prepared to work. This is not a social experience, and if you ask for 15 minutes of your mentor's time, keep your call to 15 minutes. Do not abuse what your mentor is offering out of the goodness of their heart. Your meetings with your mentor will, of course, vary in topic and length, and you'll have predetermined that depending on your mutual needs. So prepare for your meetings and prepare for your discussions, give updates, identify opportunities, and talk about your professional development strategy. And recognize as you move forward, your relationship and your interaction with your mentor might change. Your mentor might discover that your opinion is a valuable resource for his or her own endeavors, although you can't count on the idea that a mentor is going to hire you because that's not typically how a mentor-mentee relationship works. But you might also have something to offer your mentor as well. If you see something interesting in an industry publication, or if you hear a good comment, something that you might want to share with that person. Overall, what you need to think about is the respectful relationship that you have. So make sure that you are always considerate of your mentor's time, of their needs and their expectations, and that you are not asking for information or help beyond what that relationship entails. Thanks for listening to the Job Search Podcast. Again, I'm Amy L. Adler. You can always find me at 5strengths.com. That's FIVESTRENGTHS.com. And I'm at 801-810-5627. I'm curious, have you secured a career search mentor? What has that relationship been like? Give me a call. Let me know. Thanks for listening.